Weiter in Shasmir and Bubba Bassett of Yudalit, picking up on Yud Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page, taking the last line, Tana Rabbanan. Harot to the Dabik Torin of Yom Ksum Kechon Medabik. Someone wants to go ahead and attach Torin and Zum to each other. He can do that. Go ahead, no problem. Ve'ose Berosh Kedei Lugol Amud. And at the beginning of this whole thing, he has to leave enough blank parchment in order to wrap it around the pole. Rashi says, "Miniach klaf chalak liglal gabi amud shel eitz shesefer niglalav." Like when we do hagba, we hold on to that wooden thing that's called the Eitz Chaim. Now here we're not talking about two of them on the right and left, but just one of them, like a megillah. That so you have to leave that. Enough to be able to wrap it around. And you have to leave at the end in order to wrap it around the whole thing itself. That means like when you wrap it up into like a megillah, wrap it all around, then you have to have an empty space in the beginning that's wraps around the whole thing, the whole thing of it. It's not a lot. I says b'sofa b'niya chelik gadol k'di lugol bo kol hakefo she'ein ose shnei amudim legololo lemso k'mo she'anu osim l'sefer Torah el legolo mitchila, so the sofa gets wrapped not like in the middle from two sides, but from, you know, goes all around. Then it goes in the you go wrap it around there. If you finish one of the books, meaning of Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim, then what happens? You finish on the bottom, and you start the next one at the top of the next column, and you don't leave any empty space. Beep, turn the page. If you want to cut into separate individual things, you could do such a thing. Now, Tosas points out, Tema l'Rashba Homer, Le'el, we said earlier, B'shtei Krichos, Cholken, U'perish Halki, Gon Torah, B'krach Echad, U'Neviyam, B'krach Echad, Mashma, Aval Torah, U'Neviyam, B'krach Echad, Ein Cholken, Afil Shneim Rotsim, whatever they both want, V'imkin, Hechi, Amar, Hacha, D'chotech, Halki, Zeh, you do it. V'yishlamar, D'lo, Havi, B'zayun, Hasefer Elikishchotik Machos Chaluka. Only if you're doing it because of a chaluka of inheritance, then it's going to be bizarre to do such a thing. Otherwise, it's not. My come, I reckon the Gemara. What's the chiddush in saying that you can go and you can cut it up? Nobody argues on the idea that hey, if it's on its own, that it's going to be a good thing. So what do you? What are you teaching me? And for the Gemara Hachikam, this is what it means to say Shim Balachtoch Chotich. That if you come to cut it, you want to cut it, one can do it. And it's not a problem of, you would have thought maybe you finish one book, you start another book, you should leave a couple lines. But if that's what Yudavka said. If you finish on the bottom of one page, start in the next page immediately, so that if you were to go ahead and cut it, and that's what it means, she'im balachto chotech, and it's not going to be not going to be like a bizayun, that it's like the next thing is starting somewhat like four lines down, but rather it'll start right away. And that's why you do it. Frank the Gemara, Raminhi. We said you have to start off with enough empty space to wrap it around the Eitz Chaim, you know, the wooden pig, that piece that we, you know, that we wrap it around, and to be able to wrap it around the whole thing at the end. Ramini, Tchila Sefer Vasofa Kedei Lagol. The Braisa seems to say that they're equal. Tchila Sefer Vesofo Kedei Lagol, in order to go ahead and that I could wrap it around it. And Rashi says that is Kosakatak the Chat Shiro Yavle, the Tchilas of Vesofo, unlike, like we said a moment ago, that I have to have just the beginning is to wrap around just a small amount, you know, very small amount of Eitz Chaim, and the other one has to be big enough to go around the whole thing. So what's going on over here? Frak the Gemara, this second Braisa over here, Kedei Lagol Mai. What does it mean enough to wrap around it? What does that mean? E Kedei Lagol Amun, if you mean to go around the pole, then Kasha Hekif. Then we have a Kasha because this Braisa and the one before that says that's enough to go around the whole thing of it. Ikadi Logal Hekif, if you want to say it means go around the Hekif, Kasha Amud, then it's a Kasha in the previous one that says the Amud is going around the actual thing itself, the pole. Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Litzdadin Kitani. You split it up according to what makes sense for each one. All it meant is that you have each one has to leave enough that it can wrap around what's necessary. So in the beginning, it has to be to go around the pole. And at the end, it has to be enough to go around the whole thing. Rav Ashi Amar, another answer. Ki Tanya Hi, the second Braisa, so what is that taught? B'Sefer Torah. That's talking about Sefer Torah, which has two Etzei Chaim, right? So one side, one the other. Therefore, you have to have the equal amount that's going around the pole on each side of it. Everything's good to go. Ki the time makes another Braisa. Kol Asfarim Niglala Mitchilasin L'Sofan. All scrolls are rolled from the beginning to the end. B'Sefer Torah Niglal L'Emtza Isa. But when it comes to Sefer Torah, it's rolled from both sides, rolled towards the middle. V'Ose Lo Amud Eilech V'Eilech, and as a pole that's made Polish is has to be made for each of the sides. Amar Rebbe Lazar b'Rebbe Tzadok, kacha you kosvin svarim shebushalayim osin sifreim. And this is how the sofrim, the scribes of Yerushalayim, would go and make their Torahs. Tana Rabba, none, enos and sifre Torah, lo arko yose al akefo, lo kefo yose al arko. When you're going, you're making a sefer Torah. It should be that when it's rolled up, and let's say you want to know what the circumference is, you go, you know, you put like the gartel around it, the size of that should be the same size as from the top to the bottom of the height of it. So that is Enos and Sefer Torah, Lo'orko Yoser Al-Kefo. The height shouldn't be more than the Kefo, but Lo'orko Yoser Al-Orko, and it shouldn't be that that's more than the that one is more than the other one. Rashi says, "Sarach letzamtim aksav lefi ovei aklaf." You got to work out the writing according to the thickness of the klaf, so that l'kashe yigmoy chuta makif es ovio kemidas arko. That the circumference is going to be the same as the height. That's pretty amazing. Sholos Rebbe, shir sefer Torah bekama. How tall? How high should it be from top to bottom? Like when you're looking at a sefer Torah, you have the top of it and the bottom. It's opened. What should that shear be that it's going to end up being? That it's when you wrap it up, when you roll it up, it's going to be the same circumference. Rashi says, Arko mi bo elohu, right? So, Amar Lehen, he says back, Begevil Shisha. When you're dealing with Gevil, Rashi says, what's Gevil? It's thick. Shu'av, the Kevu Gadol, it's a little bit bigger. Tzarech Shisha Tfachim. Then it would end up being that Shisha Tfachim, Zui Mida Lios Nigmar Beshisha Tfachim, Hekev Beksav Bin. When you have regular average size writing, on a 6 Tefach. On a gvil, then that means you should make sure it's the height of it is 6 fachim. Beklaf bekama. What about with klaf, which is less thick? Any day. Says that's a good. I don't know the answer. Don't know. Now Rav Huna kasev shivin sifrei doraisa. Rav Huna, he wrote 70 sifrei Torah. V'lo esrami le elachad. Then only one of them worked out exactly the arko kekefer. Rashi says, you know, the height of it to its circumference. Rav Achabar Yaakov kasev chad amashchei de egle v'esrami le. He wrote only one sifrei Torah on the skin of a cow, and it ended up being perfect. Rashi says it worked out arko kekefo. Worked out exactly how it had to be. Yovu be rabbanan einayu. People looked at him and ended up being like an ayin hara. They couldn't understand how could it be that he was able to do such a thing. He only wrote one sefer Torah. This is crazy. This is unbelievable. And he ended up having an ayin hara and he ended up dying. Crazy. Amalei Rabbanan Rav Amnuna, Kasav Rebbe Ami Arba Mea Sefer Torah. We heard Rav Ami wrote 400 sefer Torah. Amalu, he said that, come on, 400 sefer Torah? You know how crazy that's the rates of it's impossible. Dilma Torah Sivan Lot of Moshe Kasav. Maybe he wrote Torah Sivan Lot of Moshe. Rashi says Arba Mea Sefer Torah 400 times. Aval Arba Mea Svarim. You want to say that he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah, right? Rashi says, we got ourselves a hay over here. Sifrei Torah's locus of the Ain Penai L'Adam Echad Lichtov. No one has enough time to write 400 Sifrei Torah. Armalei Rava LeRabbi Zeira, not to Rabbi Yane, Abramios Karmi, he planted 400 vineyards. Armalei says, 400 vineyards? Come on. Dilma Shtayim Keneged Shtayim Ve'achas Yotza Zanov. Maybe all he did was he planted a total of, imagine, you have four dots, you know, that are one on top. You have two dots, one right next to it, then one under it. That if you, like, draw circles around, you know, lines to it, it makes it a square. And then one off a little bit to the right or to the left or up or down, whatever it is, one of them, that's, like, towards the middle of it. You know, that if you, you know, it's like doing the picture of, like, a house, Kilo. Maybe that's what it means, that Shtayim Keneged Shtayim Ve'achas Yotzei Zanav. And that already in halacha is called like a vineyard. Rashi says, "Shtei gefanim keneged shtayim ba'achas yotzei zanav." Bekach kari kerim legabi lachzor alav meyochel melchama besachasota. You know, somebody could come back, you know, from going out to war. That taf mem gil, throwback to sota, that the people that don't go to war because they planted a vineyard, that could be enough to go do. And that's how much he planted 400 of those. But real big vineyards to do that many, come on, unlikely. Okay, now we're going to bring a huge braisa, which is going to go all the way down, that's going to come to ask a question. And that is the statement that we had made. Rebbe said that a Torah that has average size letters, that's written on gvil, then you have a height of 6 tfachim, then the circumference of it will end up being 6 tfachim also. And we're going to bring a huge idea to go and bring out to see if that's true. May Sefei Aron Sha'asa Moshe. The Aron the Moshe Rabbeinu made Amasayim Bechitzi Arko was 2.5 Amas long. Ba'amah Bechitzi Arachmon 1.5 wide. Ba'amah Bechitzi Kamosa 1.5 high. Ba'amas Bas Shisha Tvachim. We're talking about an Amah that had 6 Tvachim in it. Rashi says, Remeir the Tamei, the Amar, Kola Amas Ayubeninus, all the Amas Ayubeninus. Okay, so it comes out that the Aron Kodos was 15 Tvachim long and 9 Tvach wide. Valuchos arkon shisha v'rachman shisha. The luchos, they were 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim, and the shisha by v'rachman shisha v'avyon shlosha, and it was 3 wide. So if the aron was 15 by 9, and this was 6 by 6 by 3. Munachas keneged arko shel aron. If you lined up the luchos along next to the aron, it ended up being that it was kama luchos ochlin aron. It ended up being that that comes out to 12, right? Because 6 by 6, shteim asat tefachim nishtai usham shlosh tefachim. It leaves over on the length of it 3 tefachim. Same in tefach. Take out a tefach from that. As Rashi points out, the measurements of the aron that the Torah gives are from the outside of the wall, including the thickness of the walls themselves. So you minus, subtract 3 tefachim, right? 1 tefach from the walls of it itself. Chetzio lekosel zev, chetzio lekosel zev, right? Half from each side. Shtayu sham, shnei tefachim. What's left is 2 tefachim there. Shebehen sefer Torah munach. And over there, that's where the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu was left. Rashi says, "Sefer Torah shekasa Moshe, k'mo she'nemar v'yichtav Moshe es haTorah sheben Sefer Torah munach arko l'rochbo shel Aaron." Now, she'nemar, how do we know? She'nemar, ein ba'aron rak shnei luchos avram she'iniach shel Moshe. Nothing was in the Aaron except for the 2 luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu put over there. My ein ba'aron rak. What does it mean? There is not except for miyatach amigur. It's either is not, and there's another miyat. Is except for Vein Mira Chemir El Rabos. It's only coming to include. What's it including? Because Ash is Achvarak Hashem Utanin. It's including over here. Rabos Sefer Torah. It's coming to include a Sefer Torah. Shemunach Ba'aron that was placed into the Aron. Now, remember, we're not even close to the question yet, but let's keep going. Pirnasta Aron La'Arko. So we worked out so far, Rashi's Klomar Miles Kol Chalalu La'Arko from the width of it. Uperashto Tzarche Midoso. Right, so we worked out the length of the aron. Say a part of the aron l'rach, but now let's go work out the width of the aron. Kama luchos ochlim aron. How much does it eat up in the aron? Shisha tefachim. It eats up 6 tefachim. Nishtayu sham shlosh tefachim. Remember, it was 15 by 9. So we took up 12, and the space of the thickness is 13. Then you have 2 left over for the Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the thickness, that's the length. Now the width is by 9. So you have shisha tefachim that takes up of the luchos there, nishtai usham shlosh tefachim, left over 3. Same am tefach take of a tefach chetzel lekol tzav chetzel lekol zeh, because it's half a tefach from each side. Nishtai usham shnei tefachim, left over 2 tefachim. Shelo yei sefer Torah nichnas v'yotzei kishu dachuk divrei Rebbe Meir. Comes out like a tefach on each side, so you actually can get it in and get it out. Divrei Rebbe Meir, that's what Meir said. Yehuda Omer, ba'ama bas chamisha tefachim. No, the ama is bas chamisha tefachim, not 6 tefachim to an ama. That's a discussion in Sukkah about, you know, really 2 different types of ama. Nama is 6, nama is 5. And therefore, now it comes out to, it's not 15 by 9, but 12.5 by 7.5. Ba'aluchos, orkan shisha v'rachman shisha v'avim shlosha. So that one ends up happening, but 6 by 6 by 3. Minochas ba'arkos shel aron, kama luchos ochlin ochlos ba'aron, shnei besayt tefachim, zikab 12 tefachim, yishtar yisham chatzit tefach, all that's left over is half of a tefach. Etzba lekosel zeh, ve'etzba lekosel zeh. Now, it ends up being that Rashi says that a tefach is arba etzbos, uleman degaris etzba u'mechsa be'etzba kitana ka'amr, sha'tefach dal be'gudal, v'chomish be'etzba v'shisha be'kitana. So it comes out that the thickness of the walls, it takes up 1 finger on one side and 1 on the other. And therefore, pirnasta aron l'arko, we figure out now the length of it. Tehu parnas aron l'arach, let's figure out the width of it now. That is, kamaluchos ogdos ba'aron. How much does it take up in the width? Shisha tefachim, 6 tefachim. The shtar is sham tefach mechsa. And all that's left is 1.5 tefach. Same in chatzit tefach. Take off half of a tefach because of the walls. Etzbo mechsa lekosel zeh. Vetzbo mechsa lekosel zeh. The shtar is sham tefach shebo amudim omdim. You leave over 1 tefach
which now lets you put over there two amudin. Rashi says, "Beis amude kesef, kemin amude sefer Torah, shochavim laorko, valuchas beineim shenemer amudav asa kesef." That these rods of silver that were put on each side over there. Shenemer, the pasuk says, "Apiryon asa lo amelech Shlomo meatzel levanon." Shlomo Melech made a type of chair that of wood of Arze Alivanon, Atzei Alivanon, the wood of Livanon, of Lebanon, Amuda of Asa Kesef, Fidas was of Merkavo Agamon, and the pillars of silver, its back of gold, and the seat of purple wool. This whole thing really is a reference to the to the Mishkan. That's what this whole thing is a reference to. So according to what we understand this way of measurements, five tvachim, it comes out that the luchos take up almost the entirety of the length and of the width. They have a drop of space over there to go to put something in. They put the rods on either side of it. That is the way that we understand this setup. The argos yeshigro bo plishtim daron leloki Yisrael. And there was this chest that the plishtim sent as a gift to Hashem. Munach mitzido was put at the side of it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Veis klei azov asher hashivotam lo osham tasimu ba'argos mitzidu v'shilachtem oso v'holach." This is the king of the plishtim said to put his golden utensils, which are returning to him as a carbon, in the chest at the side of the aron, and send it that it to now go. This is in Shmuel Aleph. What happened? There was a fight against the Yidden, and the plishtim ended up taking the aron. And then these really bad things were happening to them, and they realized, oh, it's because of the fact that it was their own. So they decided to return it back, and they sent it back in a wagon that had these two cows, and with it a chest full of gold. And miraculously, the cows, even though nobody was walking with them, they made their way back to Eretz Yisrael. V'alav Sefer Torah Munach, and on that, there was a Sefer Torah put in Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar, as a pasuk says, "Lakoach Sefer Torah Zeh." It's a pasuk. They have to go and take the Sefer Torah and go and put it by their own Hashem on the side. Mitzad hu munach v'lo b'socho, which means that it was put on the side of it, but not inside of it. Now we know that Rabbi Meir said though that it was actually inside of it. Ma ani mekayim ein ba'aron rak l'rabos, right? When he had this double thing over there, where Meir explained that this is coming to include beep turn the page of Daven Beis l'rabos shivri luchos. It's coming to include the Shivri Luchos, Rashi says, Tachas Luchos, which is they were placed underneath the other Luchos, Menachem Ba'arim. Shivri Luchos, Menachem Ba'arim. Now, here we go. Remember we spoke of the fact that the whole thing here is brought up in order to ask a question on Rebbe, who said that it has to be that the height of it is the same as the circumference going around it, and it's six tvachim high, and therefore the circumference is going to be, again, six tvachim. That the heck of a six tvachim. Michti, let's work this out. Kol sheyish behekefo shlosha tvachim, yesh bo rochav tefach. Whenever you have a circumference of something which is three tefach, back to school, it's kind of a rochav, which means the width of it, which actually means what we would call math, the diameter. Rashi said, right, the diameter is going to have one tefach. Right, it's going to have one tefach. Therefore, if it's six tefachim, it's going to be two tefach. The kevan dila emtsa isa niglal. Since the Sefer Torah is rolled from both sides to the middle, that has these two little rolls over there. Nafish lay mitrei tifcha rafcha de beini beini. The width of the Torah is going to actually be more two tefachim by the space that exists because of these two rolls that are made. Bitshrei pushrei hechiyasev. So how could you say that the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu fit into this two tefach space that's in the Aron, which is all that's left over there according to the way that Rabbi Meir understands it? Being the Rabbi Meir says that it's inside of here, it's not really going to work. How are you going to make this work over here? And for the Gemara, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Sefer Ezra L'Tchilaso Huniglal. Sefer Azara, pardon. The Torah of this Sefer Torah of the Azara which is referencing that of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says, Sefer Shekos of Moshe, Ubo Karin Ba'azara Parshat HaMelech, you read it in the Zohar Parshat HaMelech, Behakel of Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, L'tchilasu Nigla, Rashi says, Ein lo ela amud echad v'nigla m'tchilasu l'sofo, it's rolled all the way back to the beginning, so you don't have the space that's in the middle over there, and therefore it's not more than two tefach wide. In fact, the Merva, Ka'ati, Trey, Betray, Hechi Yosef. How are you going to have something that's two tefach that's going to fit exactly into something which is two tefach? That doesn't make sense. You can't put something which is, you know, imagine a width of 2 feet in something else with a width of 2 feet. It's got to be a tiny space that's a little bit less. It would have been, has to be a little bit less than I want to get in. Amravashi, dekarech bei porta vekarche le'el. They would roll the whole thing up almost, and at the very end, they'd roll it a little bit on its own. Therefore, it'd be like sitting a little bit on top, like a little bun. The karach be porta karach le'el would sit on top of it over there, and therefore, it would go and flit in. It would slip right in there, and it would just be a drop, you know, would be on top of it just by a little bit. Rashi says, v'koch le'mayla ala kef, you just let it sit on top. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says that it was, you know, by this, it was on this arun that the, by his chest that the plishim sent, mikmei delese argo sefer Torah hechi avi Yosef. Before, right, this ended up happening, where did they put the sefer Torah? We didn't have that chest yet. Dapa have enough mine, that the shelf that came out from the side, v'yosef ilavai sefer Torah, and they had the sefer Torah that was sitting on top of this shelf over there. For Rabbi Meir, hay mitzad aron mai avid lay, what's he going to explain it? The side of the aron, which Rabbi Yehuda said it means that it was put outside the aron. So he says, ahumi boy lay de misnach lay mitzad. Rabbi Meir explains that it's put on the side of the luchos. Rashi says, it's a lakosa v'lo bein shnei luchos, not between the two, but actually between it and the actual wall of it. V'lo mitnach bein luchay, and it wasn't put in between the luchos. So la'olam megavi min atzad, really it's put inside the arm, but it's a side next to the wall. For Rabbi Meir, amud demechib havu kaime, where were the silver rods placed? Because there's no space anymore, because the way that he set it up, they'd have this tefach was empty on each side of the Torah in order to be able to go and to put it in and take it out. If you put the silver rods over there, then you wouldn't be able to actually get the thing in and out. As Rashi says, Kivin Damatzach Tefach Mikan Mikan, Tefach Biroch Behor, and Shal Yid Sefer Torah, Shal Yid Sefer Torah, Yosef Nechel Bedoche, Kal Mudim, Hecham Manche, Halu Yimatu Zachal. It goes and it kind of lessens the empty space there. Says, Gamar Mibrai, those are put in the outside of the Aron and the side of the Aron. V'Rabbi Meir, Kuntur Meir, Shevri Luchos du Menachem Aron Minole. Where does he learn out that the broken pieces of the shivri of the first aron were put in the of the first luchos were put in the aron? You can't learn out from that double negative over there coming to include, because he used that double negative to tell you that Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was put there. So nafka lemid Rav Huna, he learns from Rav Huna, damar Rav Huna. My Rav, how do we explain that? Which is in the pasuk, "Kasher nikra shem Hashem tzvakos Yosef akruv my love." The aron, which is called a name, the name of Hashem, who is the master of legions, who is enthroned upon the Kruvim. Melamech Luchos Hashem Luchos Menachem Aaron. The fact that it says the name Hashem twice, it comes to tell you that the Luchos and the broken Luchos are both of them are in the Aaron. V'idach, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with that extra word? Ahumi boy lichad Rabbi Yochanan. He's according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Balamit Hashem b'chol kinuyav munachem ba'aron. You need to know that Hashem's name and all of his, so to speak, nicknames, the different names, were written and put into the aron. V'idach nami boy lehachi. Rabbi Meir also needs to teach that lesson. So where does he learn out that the broken things are put in the aron? And the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. So now back to our question. Elo shivri luchos the menachem ba'aron minol. Where does he learn from? Minolei nafkalei mitatani Rabbi Yosef. The Tani Rabbi Yosef is learning from Yosef. The Tani Rabbi Yosef. Asher shibarta v'samtam. When it says in the Torah Kedosha, towards the end of Dvarim. The Echtov is a Luchas, that's the Dvarim, Asher Hoyu, a Luchas, a Rishonim, Asher Shibarta, v'santam Barim. And, you know, I'm going to write the Luchas and the things that were written on the first Luchas, Asher Shibarta, that you broke, v'santam Barim, you placed them in the Aron. Malam, Asher Luchas, Asher V'Luchas, Menachem Aron. So straight up, that was in the Aron. V'idach, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with that, with these, the other ones that you broke also? Ha'umi Ba'ilei L'chidu Rishlakish. He's very Rishlakish. The Amr Rishlakish, Asher Shibarta, when Hashem said the words, you know, these Luchas, Asher Shibarta, that you broke, Amr Lakosh, broke the Moshe, Yesher kolcha chasha shibarta shkoyach, that you actually broke the luchos when you saw them by the egel zah. Rashi's lamed chasha who mina devarim to asa Moshe Rabbeinu of shom midaito. Moshe Rabbeinu decided to do it by himself. His kimel daito. Dasa Mukum, and it was masking to the Dasa Mukum that Akash Bachel was good with that as well. Tanu Rabbanan, the Sidron Shal Nevi'im. What is the order of the Nevi'im? Yoshua Vishotim, Shmuel, Umalachim, Yirmiyab, Yechasko, Yashaya Ushneim Asar. This is the order. Michti, says the Gemara, Hosea Kadim, Dechsev, Tchilas Diber Hashem, Behoshea. Now we know that Hosea is in Treasar, and it kind of put it over there, like in the end, at the very end, what, at the last. What does that mean? Now, just a little pause here. V'chi im Hosea dibra tchila. Was it true that Hashem spoke of them first? Havalo mi Moshe v'yad Hosea kama neviim ayu. There are many neviim from Moshe Rabbeinu until Hosea. From Rav Yochanan says, shayit tchila la'arba neviim shenisnabdu b'oso haperek ve'elohein Hosea v'yishaya Amos Micha. So what do you even mean that you say that Hosea was first? There are many of the Nevi'im, so he explains that Hosea was the first of the four Nevi'im that that came and prophesied during that time period. And they were Hosea, Yeshaya, Amos, and Micha. And Rashi points out, Bimei Osama Malachim, during those during the times of the four kings of Yehuda, we see Uzziah, Yosam, Achoz, and Chizkiah. And these Nevi'im of Hosea, Yeshaya, Amos lived during these kings, and Micha was not over there, but he lived around the same time period, right? So anyway, point is ve'elohim Hosea, etc. Now ve'likad melo Hosea bereisha, so Hosea should go and be put first. By first here, it means it should be put before Yeshaya. And for the Gemara, came the chsiv nevuah say gabi chagiz zechariah malachi, since his nevuah was written down at the same time of that of chagiz zechariah and malachi, the chagiz zechariah malachi sof neviim halu, and they were the last of the neviim, right? They were during the time of Bayesheni. Then chashav le ba'adayu Hosea is put with them also, you know, in the end of these books that we have of Treasar. Now says Gemara, "V'lichta ve'lichudei v'lichadmei," but Hosea should be written separately and put before, you know, put it at the right place before Yeshaya. Says no, I did the zutter mirkes because of the fact that it's very short, they thought it was going to be lost if it's put in a separate book, and therefore they made sure to put it as part of Treasar, even if it comes out afterwards. Mechti says the Gemara, Yeshaya kadam Yirmiyah v'Yecheskel. Yeshaya, when did he live? He lived before Yirmiyah and before Yecheskel. So why does the order go? Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, and then Yeshaya. Yeshaya should have gone first. Look at me, Yeshaya, be Risha, let him go before them. So the Gemara came into Malachim Sofi Chorbana, since the end of the book of Malachim is about the Chorba, about destruction, v'Yirmiyah kuli Chorbana, and the entire thing of Yirmiyah is about destruction. V'Yecheskel, Risha, Chorbana, v'Seif, v'Nechamta, and this book of Yecheskel is starts off with destruction, it ends with in Nechama, V'Yishaya Kuli Nechemta, and that's all Nechama, it's all about consolation. Samchinu Chorbana L'Chorbana V'Nechemta L'Nechemta. That's why they put it in that particular order. So as Gemara, Sedrin Shel Kesuvim, we dealt with Nevi'im. Let's talk about Kesuvim now. What's the order of Kesuvim? Rus V'Sefer Tehillim, V'Iyov U'Mishlei, Koheles Shir Hashirim, V'Kinos, which is talking about Eicha, Daniel, Megillas Esther, Ezra, V'Divrei Hayamim. Now, frankly, Gemara Lamanda, Amar Iyov B'Mei Moshe Haya. What we said in that list over there, that we have, we said Sefer Tehillim, and then Iyov, and then Mishlei. Hold on 1 second. According to the one, it says that Iyov lived during the times of Moshe, which we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, is going to get into this. L'kadmi l'Iyov Bereisha, then it should go before all of these. What's going on over here? Says Gemara, Aschuli Peronis Salom Aschulina. We're not going to start off with Peronios, right, with all certain types of punishment that Iyov went through. Rus Nami Peronis, what do you mean? But Rus also talks about punishments. Rashi says, Ra'av V'Gullus Amisa Seli Melech Ubanov. We talk about like famine and gull and exile and the death of the Melech and her sons. But we start off with the Rus, right? That's how it started, by saying the first one is Rus. Says, well, no, Peronos de Isle Achris, Rus is punishment, but it has an end to that, and we have an end which is good. Rashi Sof Apronis Nepach La'achris V'Tikva Shiyat Adavim Misham Gil V'Mel came from there. Tami Rabbi Yochanan Lomine Kirishma Rus. Why was it named Rus? Shiyat Zimimenu David Sherivau La'Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Shiros V'Sishbachos. And Rus is similar to the word Rava. When it says Shiyat Zimimenu David Sherivau La'Rava. So therefore he goes and he dive into that. Umi Kasva. Now, let's talk about who wrote this stuff over here. Who wrote these books over here? Moshe Kasav Sifra Upashas Bilam V'Ivo. Moshe wrote his Sefer, meaning he wrote Chumash, and he even wrote Bilam and also the story of Eov. Rashi explains why they specify the Bilam, Nevuah So Umshalav Afa Bishenim Tzorche Moshe V'Taraso V'Seder Meis, even though it's not really connected to him himself, just what he spoke about. Yoshua Kasav Sifro Ushmona Psukim Shabbatar, he wrote his own Sefer, meaning Sefer Yoshua, and a Psukim of the Torah. Rashi says, Min Vayamas Moshe Ad Sofa Sefer, from when Moshe died until the end of that book over there. So he wrote those last 8 psukim over there. Shmuel Kasav Sifro, he wrote his book called Sifro from Shmuel, and Vishoftim Virus. He also wrote Shoftim and Rus. All the Shoftim were before him. You know, he wrote about all those things, and he wrote Rus, which are the things that happened right after that particular era. So Rashi says, Shakulim called him with all of them were before him. But other than the Kasav Sifro, Sipran Umash also the Yisrael b'mei and b'chein Rus ha'isrimei ha'shoftim was during this time period. David Kasav Sefer Tehillim al yidei asar zekinim. David Melch wrote Sefer Tehillim with 10 zekinim. Says Rashi Kasav bo devarim sha'amim zekinim alalu sha'ilafanav yesh sha'hayu biyamav kigon asaf ve'eman v'idosein min halavim hamishorim. Right, so he brought in these people also that were part of the choir of Levi, which same in the Beis Hamikdash, and some of them like, were before them. Ayde Adam Harishon, he wrote it with these Asar Zakenim, also with Adam Harishon. Rashi says Kigon Glami Rou Einecha Vli Mai Yekru Echa Tilim Kuflamites. Adam Rishon Adam Rishon is the one who said those words that your eyes have beheld my unshaped form, right? And Vli Mai Yekru Echa, to me how precious are your thoughts. These are things that Adam wrote. Ayde Malki Tzedek, also he wrote through that which Malki Tzedek was also part of it, as it says Neuma Shem LaAdoni Shev LiYamini. B'chol HaMizwa, that's in Kof Yod. By the Avram, also Avram Avinu, he wrote, that is Tehillim Kedirin L'Kaman, Esan. We wrote the one that starts by saying Maskil L'Esan. Hezrachi Z'Avram, this is talking about Avram Avinu. By the Moshe Avinu also was the author of a bunch of Tehillim. Rashi says Tefillah L'Moshe, V'chol Echad Chadasar Mizmorim Kesidrim, and all those that go Kesidr. Starting off from Kapitel Tzadi, Vayde Haman from Haman, he wrote Kapitel Peches, she says, Amaskil Haman, and Vayde Yedusun, that was, because it starts off, it says, Lametzech Yedusun, this is Lametes, Vayde Asaf, also through someone named Asaf, that he wrote Ayin Gimel until Pei Gimel, they were the ones who authored those. This is crazy to remember these. Beep, turn the page, says, of Ayidei, Shlosha b'nei Korach, and through the 3 sons of Korach, they wrote Mem Beis till Mem Tes. Yirmia. Yeah. Wow. Yirmia, Kasav Sifro. Okay, now moving on from Tehillim. Yirmia, Kasav Sifro, he wrote his Sefer. V'Sifro Malachim Mekinos, he also wrote Malachim, and he also wrote what we call Echa. He was the author of that. Right, he was there for the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Chizkia v'siyaso kasvu. We have this in parentheses, but we'll see it. Yimshak Simon. Yimshak stands for Yeshaya, Mishle, Shira Shirim, and Koheles. Wow, Chizkia. So it says Yeshaya, Mishle, Shira Shirim, and Koheles. Wow. Why did he write Yeshaya? Says Rashi, Shaharig Menashe killed him, Lokos of Sifro, Shalayin Neviim, Kosim Sifraim, Eladafnimosim. They only read it before the death, and he was killed before he saw it. Anjikas Gadola Kosvu Yicheskel, they wrote Ezekiel. Who is that including? Rashi says, Akhtesh Gadol is Chagaz, Chayim Malachi, Zerubbabel, Mordechai v'Chavrim, and all of their friends, Cheskel, Kandag Simon. That's talking about Yecheskel, the kufis for Yechel, from Yecheskel, Shneimasar, what's it called, is the Nun, Daniel is the Dalid, and the Megillas Esther is the Gemma there. So Yecheskel, Shneimasar, Daniel, Megillas Esther. Ezra, because of Sifro V'Yachas, he wrote his own Sefer, and Yachas, all the records that come, that are Shadira Yamim, Adlo, up until himself, his own stuff, and Messiah lay Lerav. This backs up what Rav says. Rashi says Shekosav Divrei Yamim Adchizbo Es Atzmo. Says Dam Rav Yudam Rav Lo Ala Ezra Mibavel Adchiz Atzmo. He only went up there once. He checked all his yichas. Allah, and then he went in. Then he went up. Uman Aske. Rashi says Mi Simo. Who finished it off? Nehemiah ben Chachlia. That is Nehemiah is the one that finished writing that off. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.